Coming up on our season finale of BYU basketball with Kevin Young, the madness of March is just around the corner as the Cougs prepare for a rematch with Utah, the Big 12 championship in Kansas City, and then the NCAA tournament. With BYU peaking at the right time, we're in for a good time with the coach and senior Trey Stewart next on BYU TV and ESPN Plus.
BYU basketball with Kevin Young is presented by Siegfried and Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years.
All right. Okay. Hello. Thank you and good evening once again, Cougar Nation. And for the final time in this 2024-25 season, we welcome you back inside Studio C in the BYU Broadcasting Building on the BYU campus in Provo, Utah, for our last edition of BYU Basketball with Kevin Young. What a year it's been. It's been your exclusive weekly look inside the BYU men's basketball program. We appreciate, as always, our live studio audience, and what a full house crowd we have tonight here in Studio C. Yes, our studio audience is peaking at the right time as well. You can watch and listen to us on the BYU TV and BYU Radio apps and ESPN+. Coming up on this evening's final broadcast, we will look back on a big weekend win over West Virginia, followed by an all-time triumph at Iowa State. Senior Trey Stewart is our special guest in studio. He's a senior, and it's senior week, and we're so glad he's here. We'll have special guests joining Trey alongside him, some audience Q&A, and BYU basketball trivia, as always, later on in the program. To get tonight's show underway, let's bring in one of 16 finalists for the Joe B. Hall Award. This is given to the best first-year head coach in Division I men's basketball. And if you ask me, he should be the winner. After taking BYU to a top four finish in his debut season in one of the best basketball conferences in the country, please welcome back into Studio C for the final time this year the head coach of your BYU Cougars, Kevin Young. Not a bad way to walk into a room.
Man, we got a party going on here.
Yes, we do.
That's pretty cool.
Great to see you. Normally, you're not wearing a cap.
Yeah.
But you have something on your head this week because, and in honor of our studio guest.
Yeah, you got Mr. Style Trey coming in. So he designed this hat, gave it to me. So I wanted to try my best, even with the bomber jacket, too. A little out of my element.
But it's a great look. That's a very good look. Yeah. Yeah, and Trey will talk about his designs when he joins us a little bit later on. Well, it is a great week of BYU basketball because it included a couple of great wins beginning last weekend and senior nights coming up. And on our final show, we want to start the show with something really positive as well. And it has to do with the fight against cancer and the dunk on cancer. And Hema Haymuli, our show producer, is bringing in a big old check. Oh, Tyson's actually been. Hi, Tyson. Tyson's back on the show.
Yeah. We didn't get enough of him. We had to bring him back.
In rehearsal, it was Hema, but we're bringing out the big guns for Showtime. So Tyson Jackson, our guest last week on the show, is back. And Tyson has what here, Coach?
So, yeah, so this is something me and Melissa joined on the board of when we first got here. And this is essentially, to help with the fight on cancer, as you said. So we're able to raise, $140,000. And, we came over, they came over to practice today. We kind of presented this check with the guys and just something really cool that her and I can be a part of to help such a good cause. And there's so much positivity within that organization. So wanted to shout that out. Also, Greg brought you a little gift as a thank you. Ooh. For the show. So this is something, I'm not quite Trey, but me and Melissa designed this one. So it's a hot item. If you guys haven't picked it up.
No, yes.
So clap it up for that. Yeah. So I'm gonna give
thank
that
you.
To you.
Okay. So thank you, Tyson. By the way, Tyson Jex once again, everybody.
Yeah.
Tyson, yes. You know, they say thou shalt not covet, but Coach Young has worn this on the show a couple of times. Every time he's got it on, I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah.
And so this is a nice surprise indeed. So it's got
the Dunk on Cancer logo on the sleeve. So all the proceeds go to the foundation. I've heard they're almost sold out over at the book. My mom told me they were sold out at the bookstore. Snuck one in for you, Mom, in the back, so you're good. But, man, that was a little something for you as a thank you. But everybody else, go pick one up.
All right. By the way, Melissa, your wife, is here. She's often been. And Mom and Dad, Phil and Jody, are here as well. So the Youngs are with us. Yeah, and it's always good to have you guys in the crowd. They know the drill. They know the drill. I brought you in telling the folks about this really cool coaching award they have. It's given to the best first-year Division I head coach in the game, and you're one of the finalists for it. And as I told the crowd, to me, you're the shoe-in winner. But that's a cool honor, and it brings me to this question. A year ago, let's say March 6th, 2024, could you have ever seen yourself sitting in this chair talking to this crowd about being the head coach of BYU?
No, definitely not. You know, it was not something on my radar at that time. But, you know, I think the Lord had different plans for our family, and just a lot of things had to happen to get us here. But it's been unbelievable, you know, the first year, just the support, even just seeing this room as full as it is. You know, even just from the day I got here, honestly, just the excitement in the community. And then we've been able to do some things, and now, you know, have a little bit of a track record of winning some good games and so forth. So it's just been a blast.
It's been a really full year for your family, hasn't it?
That's a good way to say it. Yeah, a lot going on, but it's good, though. It's fun. Keeps things exciting.
And I love the fact that we can go to different places around the country, and somehow either you or Missy, somebody from your circle is going to somehow be involved. It's been able to feel like you've been able to keep this truly a family affair as we go around the country this year.
Yeah, it really has been. You know, it's been fun. Having support, you know, all over the country, as you said, even the hardcore Midwesterners fighting that blizzard to get over from Omaha over to Ames, that was pretty cool. And so it's just been, you know, it's been a fun thing that's tied both, you know, my family and Melissa's family together. And it's part of the reason why we wanted to come here.
Well, we are so glad that you and your family are here. I think Cougar Nation joins me in expressing appreciation for the first year of the Kevin Young era here at BYU. Well, whatever stretch run you're in, whether it's in the pros or the college game, you want to be playing some of your best basketball at the right time. And it feels like that's this year's BYU team.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a real testament to just, you know, constant improvement, you know, trying to get better every day. I know a lot of that stuff sounds really coachy and cliche, but that's just how we've been able to kind of move the needle. You know, we've, as I like to say, we've just stacked good days on top of each other. And that's something I learned in the NBA. You know, you just go at it every day and you learn every day and you try to get better. And, you know, this group's bought into that. And I think you're seeing the results out on the court.
Stacked 7 wins in a row, which is really hard to do in the Big 12. And what it's done is taken you from a bubble team to a firm lock now for the NCAA tournament. And there's no let up. You've got games to win. There's no doubt. But how proud of you are your guys of kind of, and maybe if that wasn't the ultimate end goal, like let's get off the bubble and into the tournament, of just getting themselves into a really good spot with the way they've executed this last month or so.
Yeah, super proud of them. I mean, for me, it was, you know, really since I took the job, it was always just trying to have a mindset of, we can do whatever we want, you know, if we just work for it, if we just push aside any notions of like why we can't do certain things. That's just kind of how I've always operated. I think our team has really kind of taken to that mantra. I think you see it with the confidence that they display out on the court. You know, it's reared its head in a lot of close games where we don't get rattled. And just the self-belief, I think, is something that's taken, you know, a little bit of time, but once we kind of got it and, you know, it just started to permeate through the locker room, I think that's when you're seeing, you know, some cool things come together.
You had coached in some of the biggest and loudest venues in the pro game. Now that you've gone through the Big 12, you've seen some pretty great environments as well. And Ames is the latest one. To go into a building like that and to deal with that din and noise and energy and come out victorious has to be really gratifying.
No, it was, man. That was, you know, hear all this stuff about all these venues, this and that. And that one was cool. I'm an old school guy, so I loved like the old wooden ceiling and all that. I thought that was really cool. But yeah, I'd say probably outside of the when we played Milwaukee in Game 6 in the NBA Finals in Milwaukee, that arena the other night was about as loud as one I've been in. I mean, you couldn't hear anything. I was trying to orchestrate an event. I was like, man, just go figure it out. You know, they couldn't hear what I was saying at all. So just a real great college basketball atmosphere. I will say, though, and I think you and I talked about this, you know, you hear about all these venues, and then I'm comparing it to the Marriott
Center.
Ours is so – I think of the other teams, every pregame, like right before jump ball, I always look up and see the rock shooting to the top of the thing, and I just think, man, the other team's got to be so intimidated. So the bar is really high, but, you know, it was a good atmosphere and classy fans. It was just a good night for us, obviously.
Before we take a look at the highlights of West Virginia and Iowa State, this is senior week, and Trey Stewart, Trevin Nell, Fuseni Traore, Mawut Mag are going to have a special moment before the game on Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got Foos, Trev, and Trey. I mean, obviously, they've been here, you know, their whole careers, and so they've meant so much to this program and for me in terms of being able to rely on their experience, both just at BYU, in the Big 12, you know, their leadership, both on and off the court, is something I've been able to rely on. You know, Trey, you know, he's a guy who I think really exemplifies kind of what we've been about this year. Hasn't always gone his way, and he just stayed the course, you know, and he's been able to work his way into a role. And, you know, I could go down the list. You know, Foos has been extremely steady. You know, Trev's been, you know, a rock for me personally, just in terms of trying to get a pulse on the team. Talked to him a lot about that. And then Mawut, you know, that's unique, you know, to have the thing I love about him. You know, you're talking about a guy who played in a system for 4 years and did things a certain way, and now you come here, and the way he's been able to transform his offensive game as far as going from being pretty inefficient as a player to being extremely efficient from an offensive standpoint. I mean, I know his defense gets talked about a lot, as it should, but that's remarkable. You know, his splits are off the charts compared to what they were before he got here, so that's a credit to him. And then, you know, just the way the intensity that he plays the game with is super inspiring for our whole group.
We're so glad that Mawut chose to finish his career here at BYU. The other three guys you talked about, they're more of a rarity in today's game, right? The 4 and 5 year guys at one school, but that's what makes that trio of players pretty special.
Absolutely. I mean, there's, you know, guys are, you know, charting their next move halfway through each year, it seems like, but you know, those guys stuck with it. I think, you know, it's a real credit to BYU, the university, what this place stands for, the community, the fans. I think it's not a surprise that people want to stay here. You know, they love it here. And I think the more people that we bring in that don't know much about BYU or Provo or Utah in general, I think people are, you know, I've heard time and time, man, this place is like a hidden gem. I've heard that a bunch from people that NBA people that come out here for the first time. So, you know, Foos and Trey and Trev are you know, I think a result of how cool it is out here.
No doubt. Let's take a look back now at a great week of Cougar hoops with wins over West Virginia and Iowa State. Highlights and stats presented by Intermountain Health, official medical provider of BYU Athletics. We begin with last Saturday's home win over the Mountaineers. BYU was playing for the regular season sweep of WVU after winning a great game in Morgantown. And we're going to start things off, I think, with Richie Saunders. And we usually do include Richie in a clip because he scores 13 points in 24 minutes. He was actually able to play fewer minutes than normal for him, which was nice. He was plus 19, which is great. Made all of his free throws, and more on that theme in a bit. Just Richie being Richie.
Yeah, no, he was great. You know, that game was one where we, you know, couldn't score to start the game, or really in the first half. I thought last 3 or 4 minutes of the half, he did that right there where he just ducked his head and got to the line. I mean, they were guarding a three-point line like crazy, and the driving lanes were open. Took our guys a minute to adjust, and then to start the second half, he really kind of was a catalyst to kind of open it up for us.
And there was a stage in the game, probably 8-9 minutes left, where you probably thought, well, can we just sit him the rest of the way? And you chose to just let him rest.
Yeah, I thought guys came in and had a nice rhythm, and it was nice to get some other guys out there and get some running.
Okay, Fuseni Traore had a 20-point, 10-rebound double-double against West Virginia. He was 9 of 13 from the field, and in a 21.5 minutes, he goes a plus 24 on the night. This was the Foos we've come to know and love for a long time.
Yeah, he was incredible. I mean, they had no answer for him down low. You know, him and Dylan's chemistry, as you see right there, was on full display. But like I said, the way that we had shot the three coming into this game, hitting 14 threes, 14 threes, 17 threes, they were pretty paralyzed from that, and it gave Boos a ton of room to operate down there.
So at halftime, you had how many threes?
I was just trying to think, are we even going to get to 40 points in the game, period, much less how many threes do we have? So did we have one or zero?
Zero, yeah, zero at halftime.
Yeah, we had zero at halftime. So, but look, I mean, that's a product of our group, of our spacing, of our potency from three teams. I have to make a choice. They made a choice. It took us a minute to adjust, but we had a big second half.
If I'm not mistaken, the first three you guys make in the second half, and there were five after halftime, but I think Yegor makes the first one. And Yegor Demon is our next clip. Yegor goes 15, six rebounds, three assists. He's a plus 18. Two of three from three did make your first three, I think, in the second half. Mm-hmm. And Yegor, again, just completing his game as the season goes along.
Yeah, I mean, he was a guy that struggled a little bit as the game started in this particular one. There's that three in the second half. But I thought he got us going, with that right there. Getting to the rim, playing off 2 feet, being strong in there. Like I said, the driving lanes were open, so we were trying to implore him to get going. And he played with an edge in that second half. It was fun to see.
Coaches would love to have either a Yegor Demon or a Dallin Hall. And you're the guy that gets to have both of them. And Dallin had a solid 8 points against West Virginia. He plays 22 and a half minutes. And again, we've seen it for a couple of years now, so it doesn't surprise us. But this is a guy you'd really you like to rely on and lean on in close games and as it matters most.
No doubt. I mean, he's been super steady, especially in this latter part of the year. I think he's found his rhythm within how we want to play and just been super steady. He's been able to make plays all over the court. Him and Foose's two-man game has become pretty potent, and he gives us a huge lift.
All right, West Virginia, BYU final stats in this one. Cougars win this one by 21, kind of win it going away, and it was a grind for quite a while in this game. At one point, late in the first half, I think 3 minutes to play in the first half, you're down 19-15, and you go on a 10-0 run to end the first half, 8-0 run to open the second half, and that's kind of what did it.
Yeah, and again, I say it all the time, every game has a life of its own. This one was a story about the, adjusting to how they were playing us, which our guys did a great job of. And, to score 52 points on that team in one half is really hard. Like you said, after the game, a lot of teams don't do that in a game, much less a half. So that was kudos to our guys.
All right, so BYU West Virginia completes the season sweep of the Mountaineers, which leads us into Iowa State. It was a Tuesday night in Ames, and Iowa State, over the previous 2 years coming into that game, they were 33-1 at Hilton Coliseum. Tough, tough place to play, and BYU played a tremendous game in winning it. Let's take a look at some clips, and we'll begin this one with Dallin Hall. He goes for a season-high 22 in Ames. One off his career high, by the way. Almost hit a career high in scoring. 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 of 9 from three. Big play after big play. I know we're going to see it. We have the alley-oop that just took all of us out of our seats.
Yeah, that was incredible. Here it comes right here. So we actually, clap that one up. Yeah, but just, that three in particular right there was a huge one. I mean, he was doing it on one leg. He kept cramping up, and it just couldn't get him out of the game. We just needed his ball toughness out there. But, he's a gamer. He stepped up. Even when he makes mistakes, he doesn't get rattled. And that's what you love about him. And we had to, we had to rely on every point he scored there. But I just, I've been on him a lot about just being aggressive, trying to look to score first, before he tries to kind of run the team. I think that kind of puts, I've encouraged him to put people on their heels as opposed to him playing on his heels. Hard to do against that Iowa State backcourt. But, man, he was incredible in that game.
We'll get Trey's take on the lob when he comes in. But it's a 2-on-1. Pretty well spaced, and Trey throws up a perfect pass. And you might think maybe Dallin just collects it and lays it up. No, no, no. He had other ideas.
Yeah, so there was a pretty cool slow motion version that I saw after the game. So I had our video guys pull it, and I showed it to the guys today. And as cool as the lob and the dunk were or was, it was the reaction. And just I think it was really kind of a microcosm of like the togetherness of our group. Like the other angle that I saw, like before Dallin even dunks it, Trey's got a smile on his face. It's amazing.
Yeah. And then here we go.
There it is. Look at Trey. And then in the background, you got Yegor and Mihai going crazy. So, It was a cool moment for sure.
I almost knocked Mark Durant out of his chair. I about tackled him while sitting down. I couldn't believe what we had just seen. Hey, it was a great, great moment. Yeah. Awesome stuff. All right, let's keep the clips going. Kaba Keita, man, Kaba, 7 points, but a career high 15 rebounds and 9 on the offensive end. That ties a BYU record, and he had 3 block shots. There's one. He has the epic chase down, the LeBron-esque chase down in this game. Kaba, such an influential player.
I mean, right here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
unbelievable.
I mean, the just from a sheer athletic and standpoint, that's one of the best plays I've ever seen in person, and that's saying a lot because I've seen a lot of high-level athletes. But that was incredible. I thought he had one rebound in front of our bench in the second half. It literally looked like he jumped off of a trampoline to go get it. It was incredible. But man, he can turn it to another. You know, some guys have that ability to take it to like another level when they get the adrenaline or whatever. And he, when a flip switches, man, that guy's just an incredible athlete and he's got a real knack for the ball. And you know, he was instrumental, like all those putbacks. I mean, to withstand 29 turnovers is just unheard of, obviously. But you know, we did it because of all the offensive rebounds we got.
And on a night when a lot of stuff was getting whistled in terms of contact, I'm glad the officials let it ride and let that block go as just the cleanest block that you've ever seen and let it stand the way it was, because it was a tremendous play.
Yeah, it was. I mean, don't set me up on the officials.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm joking.
If they blow a whistle, you go, maybe there was something. But no, it was a great block.
Yeah, no, it was. It was. And I agree. I'm glad they let that one go. But just an unbelievable effort play out of him.
All right, Richie Saunders had 23. Ninth Big 12 game with 20 or more. 13 of 13 at the free throw line. So he's made 16 in a row at the stripe now. In the Big 12 in conference play, he's second in scoring. He's first in three-point percentage. He's a top 5 guy in field goal percentage. He's a top 10 guy in free throw percentage. He can block the occasional shot. Richie Saunders is playing like an all-conference first team selection in this league.
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's locked in, you know. He's a guy that we obviously rely on quite a bit. You know, he made some huge plays, you know, down the stretch, hit the 2 free throws that were really big at the end of regulation. But he's a guy that through his motor and his work ethic and just the way he attacks every day, you just have a lot of trust that he's going to be able to get things done when we need it most. And, you know, his efficiency is just remarkable.
There were a lot of minutes to be had in a 50-minute game. We're going to show. Mawut, 37 minutes played, season high for him. He goes for 10 and 6. He adds a couple of steals and a block. And as the season has gone along, I think Mawut is a guy that has just proven himself to be more and more invaluable to your lineup.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the intensity that he plays with on the defensive end is what, you know, kind of gets him going. And I think it gives our team just a different attitude. And then he had a stretch in that game. I think this was part of that stretch where I think he scored 7 of those 10 in a straight stretch, which was huge. You know, we were having a hard time scoring there. So he's been, you know, opportunistic, making big shots throughout the season. And like you said, his role just continues to increase.
Our final clip from Ames will be Yegor Demon, who has a plus 19 team high in plus minus on Tuesday. He goes for 12, 6, and 3. He played 34 minutes. He was on the floor a lot. Makes his free throws, a couple of threes. He was big.
No, he was big. And the thing I loved about him, you know, like we said, I mean, that's a tough backcourt to play against for anybody, much less, you know, I think people forget because of how fluid Yegor is. I mean, he's 6'9", and you got a 6'2 guy crawling up under you, and they don't call a lot of fouls. That's a hard task, you know. And the thing I love about him, like when he gets flustered and I take him out for whatever reason, turnovers usually, he always comes back in responds. You know, so to hit that 3 to start the second overtime period and the little slithering layup that he had, you know, those were huge plays. And I think that says a lot about a guy's, you know, mindset and mental toughness where you can accept, hey, I'm messing up, but I'm going to come in and respond, and he's done that in multiple games.
And this was a toughness game again. Final stats coming up for BYU and Iowa State, ranked versus ranked, as BYU wins at a really, really tough place to play. You get to your double-digit three-point number on a good number of attempts, which is right in your wheelhouse. You withstand the turnovers in part by absolutely dominating the glass, plus 28 on the rebounds.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a true testament to the math, You know, it's basketball. At the end of the day, kids, it is a math game. Yeah, you got to get more possession than the other team or make more threes, you know, or free throws. And so, you know, the four factors is all the analytics people like to call it. But, yeah, I mean, to withstand 29 turnovers is honestly unheard of. And so to out-rebound them the way that we did was huge. I thought our defense was really good for stretches of that game. So, you know, I think signs of a good team are being able to win in different ways, right, in different types of games. Would have loved to walk out of there with a 20-point win, which it felt like it was going that way. But to do that in that type of fashion and show the resolve that our guys showed in that building, I think was, you know, really, really special.
And what a great contrast in back-to-back games. You win a 7-turnover game with a low number of threes on one night, and you flip it around, you get your threes, turn it over more, but find other ways to get it done. I think it's a great example of how it is. There are different ways to win a game.
There is, and it goes to what I always say, where every game has a life of its own, which stuff like that I think bodes well for, you know, postseason play, you know, given you could match up with any different type of team and having those experiences. I'm big on reference points, like, hey, against these guys we did this, or against these guys we employed this coverage, and so on and so forth. So that's just another reference point we can add.
All right, the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee will be looking at the team sheet here shortly. Let's take a look at some of the team sheet highlights for BYU as the Cougs now sit at 22-8 on the year and 7 games above 500 in the Big 12. And all these numbers have climbed from last week to this. Top 25 in the top 3 metrics, and the KPI is now a top 30 as the resume has gotten better and better and better throughout the season. And you're not just winning games, Coach. You're winning in places like Morgantown and Tucson and Ames, where teams might go years without getting a win in one of those places, and you're winning in those places in the same season.
Yeah, I mean, I talked about this early on, and people probably thought I was crazy because we weren't doing it. But, you know, I've said it to you before. I've just had a hard time always buying into this, like, you can't win on the road notion as a coach and a competitor. I mean, it is more difficult because it's louder and this and that, but the game plan is still the game plan, and everything's still the same. You know, so you just have to have the mental toughness to go out there and execute it. And we have a very mature team, and they, like I said, they don't really get too rattled. They just try to go out and execute. And you know, we've been able to not let these road environments affect us, and we've been able to go out there and take care of business.
At one point this season, your team was 0-4 in away games. You're 6-5 now. You end up with a winning record in away games because you're done with away games now. Mm-hmm. And you had a winning record in Big 12 gyms too, 6-4 on the conference road this year.
Yeah,
outstanding.
For sure. And a lot of those road losses were on me, not the guys. You know, I didn't do a good enough job of putting them in position to succeed. You know, had to learn different things, learn our team, learn college basketball in general. So, you know, just credit to our guys for not letting that kind of slow start rattle them. And we found some things that we fixed, and the guys have been able to execute.
All right, this year's Big 12 schedule is a 20-game slate, as you all know. And for all 16 Big 12 teams, they've all played 19 of 20 games. Let's take a look at the schedule, at the standings, pardon me. Heading into the final Saturday of the regular season, BYU locked into the 4 seed in Kansas City next week. So a top 4 finish and a double bye in a conference as tough as the Big 12. Coach, kudos to you and the guys for getting that coveted double bye this year.
Yeah, no, it's big. You know, the way that it's laid out, where, you know, some teams would have to win 5 games in 5 days. That's insane, obviously. So, you know, be able to, you know, make that a little bit more palatable, you know, with having to basically win 3-3 is still hard, obviously. I mean, back to back so hard, much less 3-3. So, especially given the caliber of teams that you got to beat. So, you know, it'll be good to, you know, not have to climb that steep of a mountain. It's still pretty steep, and it'll be a good experience, you know, for me, obviously, going through it in my first go around. But you know, I think it's great preparation for, you know, what's to come after that.
One more regular season game to play before the conference tournament. Of course, it'll be Utah on Saturday at the Huntsman Center. Let's Know the Foe, brought to you by Health Decide. Decode your DNA, design your destiny. The Utah Running Utes got rid of head coach Craig Smith a couple of weeks ago, Josh Eilert the interim, but today they announced that Alex Jensen, who's been coaching the professional ranks, will be the new head coach of Utah. And so they already know where they're going next, but it's Josh Eilert's job to get this year's team to the finish line. You played him back in Salt Lake, and that was an overtime setback on the Hill 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, I thought Craig was doing a great job. I mean, they, you know, they had some marquee wins. weird year, you know, for them. I do know Alex. Congratulations to him. Still going to try to smack him around, though. I can promise you that. But, yeah, clap that one up. We have similar backgrounds, coaching in minor leagues and the NBA and stuff. He is a good man, so happy for his family. But like I said, I thought Craig did a great job, and now you got Josh in there in a tough situation. But all that's out the window. They beat us in the first game, and we should have won, and we didn't. And so we're mad about it. They got to come to our house. We need to take care of business.
All right, broadcast schedule for Saturday. Yes, BYU and Utah. We'll have pregame coverage for you on ESPN Plus and BYU Radio. The game tips at 8 Mountain Time on BYU Radio and ESPNU. And all kinds of postgame coverage coming up after. What a jam-packed first segment that was for us. Time for our first break. And this reminder that your day-to-day Cougar Sports play-by-play happens on BYU Sports Nation with Jerem Jordan and Spencer Linton weekdays noon Eastern on BYU TV and, of course, BYU Radio. When we come back, senior Trey Stewart joins us in Studio C as BYU Basketball with Kevin Young continues. Stay with us.
BYU Basketball with Kevin Young is brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years, and Intermountain Health, official medical provider for BYU Athletics.
Welcome back. We are in Studio C for more BYU Basketball with Kevin Young. Well, coming into this season, Trey Stewart had made 10 career threes. In this, his senior season, he's almost equaled that number alone, making big shot after big shot during BYU's Big 12 campaign and helping the Cougars become one of the deepest BYU teams ever. On this show, he's always been a go-to guy, entertaining us, educating us, and always impressing us with his many talents. Here to join us one final time, just 2 days before his Marriott Center senior night send-off. Please welcome back Trey Stewart. We got your full house tonight.
Oh, wow. This is great. Love to see it.
Oh, man. I can't believe this is our last time we're going to do this.
Wild. Crazy.
So there are moments, I know, because I overheard Trevin talking about this the other day, and we were getting ready for our flight. There are moments during games now where it kind of almost kind of hits you a little bit like this is it. Mm-hmm. What have been some moments for you recently?
I'm going to be honest. Me and Trev had this conversation because he's like, how are you doing with it all? And I was like, my whole fight this year has just been to be present all the time. There's been moments where I felt a lot of gratitude. I haven't really been panicking about the time just because there's been so many cool things that happen. So really just trying to stay present is my main thing. But there are those times where you look up and you're like, we just beat Iowa. That's dope. That's awesome.
Coach Young, Trey Stewart, how did you see him fitting into your first year equation?
You know, Trey's road's been windy. You know, it's been super windy. You know, got slowed down early by injury, mm-hmm. which he's like the bionic man because that injury, I thought his leg was broken, but he worked his way back in there. And then I think it was maybe like a month ago, I called Trey in my office and I just told him, I said, hey, man, I just want you to know that I know what you're doing is not easy. You know, he's been essentially our best player in practice for a while, and I wasn't giving him any opportunity in the game, so I wanted to just bring him in, let him know that I appreciate the way he was continuing to work. And I even told him, I said, hey, look, it probably not going to change, but I just want you to know that I recognize that. And so he was appreciative of that, I think. And then something happened, and we gave him an opportunity, and he came in there and just, you know, changed the game with his defense, and his offense has been steadily improving. And, you know, he just is a true testament of just the work. Just it became too hard to ignore, and he never doubted himself. He was still in at 7:30 every morning getting workouts in with the mm-hmm. staff. And I said it earlier, but I mean, he's really been a testament of kind of what our group's been about this year.
Coach Young uses the word windy. What are some words you use to describe your BYU career?
Yeah, less than ideal is the perfect way to wrap it up. Because, I mean, like, you're a high school kid and you're expecting, like, oh, I'm going to go to college. I'm going to be a star. I'm going to do all these great things. And then you're riding the bench for like 3-4 years. So it definitely has been very windy, very interesting, but I wouldn't want it any other way. Just have so much gratitude for how it's all panned out. But yeah, one of the biggest things was just I really appreciated his honesty and just him pulling me in the office and like saying that, just to recognize and just feel like, okay, like I respect exactly what you're doing as a coach. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be here. And I don't want to be ever like someone who kind of puts our team going backwards. So yeah, that really helped me and gave me like a second wind and more confidence.
You brought up the be in the present moment the other night in Ames of beating Iowa State in that building. We may show some clips, and we might even show your perfect pass to Dallin, which is getting a lot of play.
I think I'd have thrown a bad pass.
No, really? What are some of your recollections from a couple nights ago?
Really, it was kind of funny. They're like, I mean, we were up, and then the rest were just calling the most comedically bad fouls in the world. So all you can do is laugh at it. But the whole time we're sitting there, we're like, we gotta leave this place with the dub. And just looking up and seeing the fans, they had this cool chant. You remember the woo! I was like, hey, that's pretty tough. We might need to adopt that here. But the environment in Iowa is one of my favorites. So I was just so blessed to get a dub there this year.
Okay, on that particular play I just referenced, simple fast break with Dallin. What was there any nonverbals? What were you? Was it always going to end that way?
Bro, people don't understand Big 30's Ben had it like that since high school. In the summer, shout out Brandon Carlson. I hate to call him out right now. He had a great game the other night for the Oklahoma City Thunder. But that man right there down the hall caught a body on him in a summer ball. I'm a huge pickup guy, and I've seen Dallin play great. I've played Dallin with club basketball. I've seen him dunk a lot. So I threw it up. I had no doubt he was going to go up and get it. I just didn't know he was going to do the little kick and the jump. Like, he got up. It was tough.
There are some great videos out there, and some of the best, whether they're videos or the stop motion or the photography, is your expression. You got the biggest smile on your face. You're practically laughing at that play.
Again, like I'm saying, like I just love having fun every time I do anything. So being out there, obviously I'm just so grateful every second I get to be on the court. I'm just trying to make the most of every moment. But just like being out there and throwing them aloft, I'm like, this is going to be so funny. This is going to be awesome. And then the best that they didn't catch was Yegor's reaction.
Yeah.
We watched that in a film today. He was like so excited. And it's like when a little kid gets so excited, they don't know what to do with their body. But Yegor just like did like this weird flexing and like flailing arms. And we were like, we'll work on that celebration.
So Trey was assisting. Trey was scoring. And Trey was defending. I don't know how much attention gets brought to the job Trey did on Momcilovic in that closing segment as the game is winding down. You guys have a stop to make, Coach Young. Maybe tell us what the assignment was for Trey as Iowa State basically got forced into a shot clock violation at one of the most important times of the game.
Yeah, no, trust me. He got love for that in the film session today. You know, we showed that for sure. That was kind of a cool moment, though, even leading up to that. I just kind of pulled the guys in the huddle as tight as we could and just looked them in the eye and said, hey, we just did this at Arizona. Now, we had to do it on the offensive end, and I didn't see a doubt in anyone's eye that we were going to go make that play in Tucson. And I said, we're about to go do the same thing on defense. And we threw the coverage at them. They went out and executed it. Him and Mo did a good job of guarding multiple actions, and he went out and had a great contest without fouling.
Mo with Gilbert on the perimeter, right?
Yeah, so it was well executed by them, and I just think the self-belief, like, in a game like that, it was like, all we got to do is get one stop and we can get out of here, and they got it done.
How gratifying was it to work with Mo and shut that down at the end of the game?
Well, first of all, how much of a baller statement was that? To, like, say that two times in a row, get the Arizona Dub and Iowa State. When he said that, I was like, oh, we're going to go get this time. But the funny enough, my theme before the game, I was watching a film with Coach Will, and the theme was stay down. And like we always talked through the coverage. So Mo, great defender, we trusted him. And then obviously he came over, and the whole time I was sitting there, I was like, just stay down, just go guard him, do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I had full confidence in all our guys, especially after he said that. That was tough.
We're going to go to break. Right before the break, real quick, the confidence you have in this team to make some noise now that March is here.
Ain't a question. I mean, I don't really think we need to say anything else. I think we've been proving it on the court. So yeah, stay tuned for it.
All right, more with Trey Stewart and Coach Kevin Young coming up. Stay with us on BYU Basketball.
You do need to save those.
Yeah.
Every time you say we're gonna win this,
You can't use it all.
You can't use it all.
Yeah.
You didn't use it first overtime.
Welcome back, BYU Basketball with Kevin Young. Somehow, it's the final show of our season. We're presented by Siegfried & Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Well, whenever Trey Stewart comes on the show, it becomes show and tell. The products of Trey's many off-the-court projects are annually displayed on this program, and this year is no exception. So for his senior season send-off on BYU Basketball with Kevin Young, we present our final Trey Stewart Showcase.
That's nice.
All right. Trey, you can help us explain what you've got for us today.
So I started my company, Default Happiness, since I've been here, and I have unlimited gratitude for the support that I've had throughout this. I just started working with Wood & Grail. We designed hats.
And Coach Young is sporting one.
So it's been a great, it's going to be my career path. I'm really excited about it. But it just got me thinking. I've been so grateful for the entrepreneurship experience of like learning how to take photos, marketing, everything, every aspect that running a business has taught me. So I wanted to give back to my old high school and kind of start an own program where kids run the whole business and kind of learn what it's like to like plan and market a drop, because all the skills and things that I've developed through that have just been invaluable compared to just normal school. So we're going to have some of the students and people part of the program. Calvin Barnum is the one who started it. He's a great man and just really looking to inspire and spread mental health positivity. So we have a few of the kids here going to present their businesses. So show them love on Instagram, follow them. Really rock with their business. I have so much great gratitude for y'all rocking with me because it gave me a career and it gave me something that I always could look forward to.
And this is for American Fork High School.
American Fork, there's a few other high schools that it feeds into, like Sky Ridge as well. But
you went to AF though, right?
I went to AF. Yep. Proud to be a caveman. If you go to Lone Peak, don't talk to me after that.
all my kids went to Lone Peak. all right, what do you have for us? Calvin is kind of the man, right?
Yep.
Okay, we have people tonight. So I know that Calvin's here. Was Calvin with us? I think Calvin is here. If not, we got Maisie.
Yep.
Where's Maisie at?
They're supposed to be in here anytime.
Okay.
So I guess
there we go. All right, who do we have?
This is Calvin.
Calvin.
With the scarf. Look at
Calvin,
that scarf.
Calvin Barber, everybody.
It's a tough beard, too.
Calvin. Huh? You stand right here front and center and tell them what you're doing.
My name's Calvin. I couldn't hear the conversation, so I teach entrepreneurship at American Fork High School. And I subscribe strongly to the project-based learning model where you learn by doing. And so all of the entrepreneurship students start businesses, and they've been doing that for years. And then we've started some other programs. We've got some advanced classes. They work a lot with local mentors. Sometimes really cool businesses come and talk to us. And I get, I'm nervous.
We get even more of you now. This is great.
Exactly, yeah.
So the whole idea is that if you actually are going to be working on something that you believe in, the work ethic is going to change. And it's not going to be about being motivated by a grade. It's not going to be about what you need to get done to get your homework done. It's going to be life-changing. And I think the biggest thing that we see in the students is they kind of redefine themselves. And there's this moment where they are just a kid, and then they see themselves as being a success and seeing themselves as being a business owner. And they felt themselves actually put a ripple in the pond. And that's more important than how much money they make or what products they make, because that they start seeing themselves as being a powerful member of society.
Yeah. Okay. Calvin, thanks. Products are a big part of this thing. Trey's products are famous at this point. Maisie Smith is with us here tonight.
Yeah.
Let's bring Maisie out.
Come on, Maisie.
All right, Maisie.
So Maisie is in our advanced class and the entrepreneurship class. Here, talk about who you are.
And what you do.
My name is Maisie Smith. I make jewelry. I've been doing it since about 2020. In quarantine, I really needed like a creative outlet, and I found what I needed in jewelry making. So the reason my jewelry name is Funky Finds is because I take things from my house, I take like random things you find everywhere, and I turn them into new pieces.
Instagram at Funky Finds Jewelry.
Yes.
Right? Funky Finds this Jewelry. So Maisie Smith, everybody. Maisie, thank you.
Good job. You want to take a mic? Thank you.
Yeah, you're good. Thank you, Maisie.
Isaac and Porter are here with us as well. Isaac Lauser and Porter Johnson. Come on out, gentlemen. What do you have? What do you do?
Can I steal the microphone?
By all means, Calvin.
I'm going to embarrass Isaac. So these are both very fine seniors at the high school. both got their mission calls. Great guys. I first met Isaac, a little sarcastic Isaac, who was shorter than that. And he was making really cool things as a sophomore and didn't see himself as a business person. And so that was that whole journey we talked about. This year, he's actually our Sterling Scholar winner, and he just won some pretty impressive contests in the state of Utah. So you can applaud.
Congratulations. All right, what do y'all do?
Yeah, I'm Isaac Loser, Warrior Johnson. So a couple months ago, we were calling each other, and we're like, we need to do something for Christmas for our parents. And we're like, man, we don't know. So we went to our wood shop, and we started looking at stuff and different projects we could do. And we started laser engraving. So we've done family pictures on boards now and logos on boards just for Christmas presents.
That's fine.
That's our business.
There we go.
Laser engraved cutting boards.
Let's go.
On Instagram, at LJ Custom Board. Does that sound right?
Yes, it is.
At LJ Custom Board. If somebody likes this one and they want this one, can you do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, it's LJ Custom Board on Instagram. All right.
Good job, guys.
You did a good job, Trey.
Yeah, thank you. And the suit coats. Can we talk about the suit coats?
You guys are sharp.
They came in ready.
All right, folks, more BYU basketball with Kevin Young coming up. Stay with us.
I think it goes over there. Thank you, buddy.
BYU Basketball with Kevin Young is brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Health Decide, decode your DNA, design your destiny. Ken Garf, we hear you. And Brady Plus, delivering the right supplies plus support to ensure businesses are more successful.
By the way, you know, Trey Stewart does. A couple years ago, I got these from Trey. These are custom Kyries that
custom
he made
Kyries
for me, did up for me, and I wore these in your honor tonight, and I wear
appreciate
them a lot.
That.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
I got to add something very quick. I'll be short because I know we got questions. My wife bought my daughter this sweater the other, like 2 days ago, and it was a little long on the sleeve, and she goes, oh, Trey can sew it up. It's all right.
We'll be good.
I might be good.
He's that guy. All right. Audience Q&A now, brought to you by Ken Garf. We hear you. We got time for two quick questions. Sir, go ahead.
This could be for both of you. If you could go back to the start of the season, what advice would you give yourself?
Ooh, for me, it would be embrace the physicality of college basketball and not cry about it. Just find a way to play, just find a way to kind of work through it.
Trey.
Honestly, just I think we got a theme that really good as teammates, where it's just like do it for your brothers. I think that was a good theme that's kind of helped us where, you know, we're going to be in all our defensive positions. We're going to do what we're asked to do for our brothers. So.
Awesome. All right. Yes, question.
For coach, and what do you do as a coach to stay calm before the game?
Ooh, so I'm kind of like a hermit before the game. So at home, I just kind of, I go to my office, shut the door, pull up all my little, that little white card you guys see me holding. I put a lot of time in what goes into that. I'm a big music guy, so I'll put some music on in there.
Who you putting on?
You know, it just depends.
It depends on the day.
You know, it just depends on what mood I'm in. So,
that's fair.
On the road, it's a little trickier. You guys would be amazed at how small the locker rooms are on the road. It's actually insane. They're like 10 by 10
Utah
boxes.
Needs to fix whatever they got going on there. That's the worst one by far.
It's not great. So I just try to do my little film work and get my mind right that way.
All right, thanks for the questions, folks. Speaking of questions, tonight's And One trivia question, presented by Brady Plus, providing Jansen food service and packaging supplies. Plus, support Brady Plus ensures businesses are more successful every day. All right, question. Who holds the BYU career record for highest field goal percentage in conference tournament play? The answer coming up next. Stay with us. All right, welcome back to BYU Basketball with Kevin Young. Here's tonight's And One trivia question presented by Brady Plus. The question, who holds the BYU career record for highest field goal percentage in conference tournament play? And Trey Stewart, you're happy to say that the answer here is?
My boy, Chale Hoos.
Huseni Traore, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Coach Coach Young, thank you for a great year. Trey Stewart, thank you for a great career. And folks, thank you for being here. This has been our show for this year. Have a good night. See you. Thanks, everybody.
That's what it is.